I would like to conclude this segment by asking our final student, Ihtisham, to come forward and present his experience of this program.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My name is Ihtisham Aslam. I'm 21 years old. I'm from North Carolina. And after I graduated from university this past spring, the last thing I had in mind was the idea of a summer camp. Between rent, daily expenses, and daily life, my spiritual well-being was at an all-time low. However, when the flyer from Rahmat-e Alam arrived at my doorstep, something in my head told me this is something I needed. Something I needed to reestablish my connection with the Quran, with the masjid, and most importantly, with myself. In this past 30 days, I have learned lessons that I would like to share with you all. Our day started off early. After Fajr Salah, we had Quran classes for about 45 minutes or so. This was perhaps the most difficult part of the camp for me, but it was also the most enriching. Before starting university, I put my Hifz ambitions on hold. However, in these past 30 days, alhamdulillah, I was able to revise Surah Baqarah, and I reignited my passion for wanting to memorize the Quran. About 6 hours of our day were dedicated to our classes and lectures. Between Arabic, Fiqh, and Sirat, most involved basic understanding and explored an in-depth exploration of the basic principles of Islam. This laid the foundation for us to study the deen, but more importantly, it fostered a legitimate curiosity in all of us to continue studying deen at higher levels. Perhaps the most impactful element of Tarbiyah camp was just being in the masjid, the place of Allah, the house of worship, and just, you know, being in a place of blessing and constant worship, I could feel the blessings. And, you know, we had access to, you know, all of the resources in the world at our fingertips. And this past month, I met people of various backgrounds, cultures, ethnicities, and states. Some are doing Hifz courses, some are doing Alam courses, among others. But one thing that tied us all together was our driving passion for studying Islam. The word tarbiyat means to nurture or nourish. With the help of dedicated staff and teachers, in this past month, I was able to nurture meaningful relationships and had valuable experiences, ones that I intend to take back with me. In the path of studying Islam, I became more in touch with myself, and I highly encourage the youth of this community, as well as other communities, to attend this once-in-a-lifetime experience. And if there's one lesson I can leave you here with today, it's that it's never too late to start fresh and to start a new page in the book and the story of your life. Jazakallah khair.